Hello, you listening Hello, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interviews with the Force MDs, Mr. Callie Lundy of the Force MDs. These gentlemen and Mr. Lundy are still performing. They're still doing concerts. They have their own radio show. The Gospel Channel is doing particularly well. They're on Roku and iHeart and Spotify. But today, the interview is about what they plan to do in the future, not just about what they're doing right now. Hello, Callie Lundy.
It's Khalil Lundy. Okay, how are you doing, Angela Butler?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you could make it on.
Yes. We've been watching what you've been doing over the years. I think we did an interview with you in the past. Exciting to see somebody like yourself still doing what you're doing and constantly expanding and growing, and that's a blessing from God, and it was good to see you doing those things.
All right. Thank you for the compliment. You gentlemen are doing particularly good, too. You were telling me that you have a gospel channel.
Yeah, we have a network. It's called Uni-E TV and Radio, and we also have a few different internet radio stations. And one particular one is Praise FM. And my partner, her name is Alicia Middleton. We call her Dr. Lady Rain. She's pretty much in charge, and she's running pretty much the gospel station, Kyle Jackson and Star. And pretty much they're doing a phenomenal job. And the gospel station has been nominated in the Stellar Awards, and it's constantly growing. They're doing phenomenal interviews with a lot of gospel artists right now, and they're definitely being a platform for people that's in the gospel arena to come and be a part of, and it's inspiring other up-and-coming artists to make that pit stop there so they can grow as an artist, and you know, as well as be a part of what we're doing.
That's wonderful. Mr. Ricky Jason sent me a video. You guys were really performing.
Yeah, Ricky Jason. Salute to Ricky Jason. And I'm pretty sure your listeners know who Ricky Jason is. You're talking about somebody who is an activist and somebody who's about, you know, making sure justice is being served. Shout out to Ricky Jason, a long friend, long-term friend of ours, long-time friend of ours. But yeah, we're always performing, and that's pretty much what we do. And we lost a lot of members, and we lost somebody early this year, our Uncle Jesse. And so right now the group, myself, Stevie D, and Zion, we're continuing the legacy right now, and we're still out here performing. What we're doing. We even got a street naming ceremony that's going to be taking place next month in our hometown of Staten Island. They're naming the street after the group. And in August, they're doing a big tribute event for Uncle Jesse and the members that we lost.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. I'm sorry that you've lost members. I knew that, though. My condolences go out to you.
Appreciate that. My voice is a little hoarse. You probably could tell, but it's all good. A little laryngitis, but it's coming. My voice is slowly coming back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in the future for you guys? I mean, do you have any other plans?
Yeah, we got a lot going on right now. And like I said, other than us developing these media platforms that we have, we have a documentary that we had started years ago that we are finally able to pretty much glue together based on those certain new circumstances that came to the table, as well as another series that we're working on. We got some writers that pretty much came together. They're very interested in Force MD's story, and they're helping write like a little mini series about the group, and it's going to touch on a lot of different things that a lot of people may not know about the Force MDs, pertaining to different things that contribute to the genre of hip-hop and R&B. And in that story, you'll be able to get the whole understanding. And it's educational because, you know, each generation learns from, you know, the generation before them. For sure, this is going to be very entertaining, educational. And for people from our, you know, from our generation, certain things they didn't know, they will learn more from even we did the unsung. There's a lot of things people learned, but there's so much more that we want to pretty much, you know, bring to the table. And like I said, you know, stories inspire people, and stories that show you different paths and routes that you could take to, you know, build your own success and learn from other people's mistakes and use their mistakes as stepping stones.
All right. So this documentary, do you know it's going to be aired at yet?
No, not yet. It's, you know, still being worked on, and fingers crossed. We hoping if it's not the third or fourth quarter this year, it's going to be the first quarter of next year.
That's wonderful. I look forward to seeing that documentary. Is there any way I can get an autographed copy?
I don't know, because your name is Angela Burton.
Oh, that name is not Angela Burton. It's Angela Butler.
Butler. Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. You're right. Angela Butler. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, so, you know, I confuse your name with a close friend of ours from Atlantic City. She's a singer as well as she's a promoter that does wonderful things out there in Atlantic City. Her name is Angela Burton. I always confuse y'all, too. Okay.
That's okay. I'm sure you know a lot of Angela.
Yeah. Well, you know, the name is a common name.
Yes, it is. My name is a common name.
Yeah, but I'll let you know as soon as we get the update. You know, we'll get whatever you need to. All right.
I appreciate that. Are you guys coming out with any autobiographies?
Pretty much when you're talking about movie autobiography?
Audio books.
Well, my brother Steve wrote a book that's called Necessary Force. And you can go to our website, theforcemds.com, and you can order it. It's very good. A lot of people read it, such as myself. They really thought it was a good read. And that right there gives a whole, you know, history and even a lot of personal things that Steve, my brother, went through himself. But it's something, you know, you need to check out, you know?
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you performing anywhere in the future?
Yeah, we got a lot of performances coming up. As a fact, especially next month. June 4th, we're going to be at the Newark Hilton Hotel, which is by the airport. We're performing with Chrisette Michelle. It's at an event called Women Doing It Big. That event is put on by Tiana Johnson and our co-host, Dr. Pebbly Poole. They do it every year. They had Vivian Fox there last year. But they did do it every year. Then the 10th, we're going to be in Houston, Texas. We're hosting a private event in Houston, Texas, June 10th. And the 17th, we'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio. The 18th, we'll be in Chester, PA. The 19th, we'll be in Philadelphia, PA. And we got dates throughout July and dates in August. You know, and I don't want to name every date, but, yeah, we're out there shaking, moving around, you know.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Because you helped lead that genre of R&B and hip hop. Really, you did some hip hop too.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, we're part of that that early birth of the whole hip hop movement. And like I said, you know, that's what I said. It's interesting when you watch the documentary or the miniseries that's going to be coming out. You can see the, you know, how instrumental Force MDs what used to be the Force MCs, to the hip hop genre.
All right. So that's wonderful. I'm glad to know that you're still a living legacy and you're still performing. Because you open doors for a lot of people.
Well, you know, a lot of people open doors for us, so I think that's something that we all need to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, each one teach one, you know?
Okay. So I hate to put a damper on this interview, but how do you feel about the recent killings in Brooklyn and also the school shootings in Texas?
You said Brooklyn or you meant to say Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo. Well, of course, you know, that's tragic. It's heart-wrenching, heartbreaking to know that just on a normal day, the same, you can go to the supermarket and never come back home. But the country has a history of, I mean, so many guns being able to get in the street. And the country has a history of deep-seated hate or racism that seems to never die. You know, seems to never die. And it's sad to see that, you know, people are still programming these kids to hate or even see guns get in the hands of people that have mental issues. And it's just sad. Like I said, just to go to the supermarket, somebody, you know, going to the supermarket to go get something and never come back. A lot of this stuff, we got to be more creative with and really be stern on how we're going to deal with these gun issues. Or we got to be even sterner how we going to patrol or police our own communities. Because sometimes we're waiting on other people to do it, and we still end up with the short end of the stick. And this is a tragic situation. And, you know, if it was a person of color, they would immediately shot the person. I mean, they wouldn't have frisked him and stopped him and go get him something to eat. And he said he was hungry. You know, it's like, it's just sad. Where we at now. And there's people, and even sadder what happened in Texas with the young kids. The thing that happened in Caliban with the kids, the parents who went through that horrific experience, if you hear them speak, they're going to say, you know what, the cameras is going to be there for a little bit of time, a week or so, everybody's going to forget it, and they got to deal with that hell for the rest of their life, you know? So we got to deal with these gun issues, and we got to find a way to deal with this racial hate that we got in our country and, you know, and make this place a better place for us to live, you know?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But according to Mr. Roland Martin's show,
right,
there are 393 million guns in this country.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a lot of guns. America has more guns than probably any country in the world.
That's what I was saying, Angela. We got to figure out what we're going to do with all these guns. It's too easy for people to get guns. It's too easy for people to get guns. So, like I said, we got to deal with this. We got to figure this out. This right here, this is definitely a nation that can crumble from within. From some of these main heartbreaking, tragic experiences that we have, you know?
Well, the biggest threat in America is the terrorism of white supremacy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big threat.
It's an internal. It's internal. It's not coming from the outside. It's
but,
within the house.
I may disagree with that. I'm when I say it's not coming from the outside, sometimes, you know, when you're looking at things on an international scale, I mean, other than the people that are the faces of white terrorism here, Are they being sponsored by other countries that want to play a role in helping this country fall from within, have their own civil war, and they benefit from it? You know what I mean? I say that to say that, you know, at this stage and where we at right now, you know, from all the different experiences that we went through, by now we should know how to deal with this. We should be intelligent enough to protect ourselves from this, intelligent enough to educate our children at a young age on how to deal with this stuff like this and not feel like, you know, we always at a disadvantage and that we're going to always, every time we get on a show, a platform, all we're going to do is be crying about the problems but don't have no solutions to implement and execute. That's what it is. We got a whole bunch of platforms crying about a problem that by now we should have learned the solution to. And the solution is not waiting for nobody outside our community to fix it, but us for fixing it ourselves.
And that's true.
Yes.
That's true, because nobody's coming from the outside to help America.
No. Even within our own community, that we, with things that we are going through in our own community, we have to be able to come to some understanding that these things that we're going to have to put together ourselves, fix ourselves. You know what I mean? Even like when it comes to commerce, business, you know, it's almost like, you know, we have to learn how to be a nation within a nation. And what I mean by that is this. It's like in this United States, you got so many different ethnicities and groups. They got their own community. They got their own housing. They got their own everything that they can claim as some level of economic empowerment and give them a position where they could be, have some political influence and stuff like that. We be so divided on so many issues and so spread it out. We don't have no common goal, no common theme that we can rally around to say this is us. This, we represent this nation and this in this country, and these are the things that we need to move forward with to empower us so we can bring value to this country. We don't have that. And every time we do it, we got so many different people dancing with different suits on and so forth and so on, and we're not really behind what they're doing because, like I said, throughout the years, we've been so divided and we've been twisted in so many directions. I mean, is that we don't have a clear perspective of what we really want. And we don't know what you really want is really what you're going to get if you don't know what you want. You know what I mean? So then we don't know what we're going to get. So we got some work to do. And like I said, the work starts at home. You know?
Okay, it also could start with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It could also start with Congress.
Yeah, well, we gotta make sure we locally get somebody to be a state representative. So we gotta find the people that we need at home to represent us in Congress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, because the people in there now don't seem willing to do anything.
Yeah.
Pass for gun control laws. But I have to say this, I don't necessarily believe that those people are mentally ill.
I don't think all of them. I think some of them are just crazy. You know what I mean? Some of them are dominated. And you got to understand, when you look at somebody at the age of anywhere from like 16 to 25 and 30, those are the most like influential ages you can be. It's easy to be influenced. And these kids, you can tell them that everybody's your enemy, and they think that they're doing the right thing. They're martyrs. It's like the country, the government right now, military. You recruit them while they're young. You know, they want to save the country. They're pride in the nation and so forth and so on. You know what I mean? And they're the most influenced, easy to be influenced. You know what I mean? After they're in the military for years and years and years, they say, this is a bunch of bullshit in politics. And so 1 or 2% of the country making money off all this bullshit I'm about to die for. You know what I mean?
I understand that about the military when you're 18, 19, 21, and 30. I get that. America has more people in prison and more guns than any country on earth.
That's right. It's 100% right. Huh?
And it's sad. Incarceration. It's not the answer to poverty or crime. Not necessarily.
No, it's not. It's like, you know, again, you know, people need to be punished. But like I said, moving forward in this age of technology, advanced civilization, and you know, newer heights of consciousness and awareness, there are and there is ways to punish people once we clear on, you know, what these different acts are, and we can kind of compartmentalize them and put them in different categories and do the and serve the justice based on those categories. You know what I mean? But right now, it's still to some extent you got private prisons, you have so many different people that people benefit or people breaking the law, and they make it their business to cut deals with different judges, different states, and what you know to make sure they kind of flow of bodies coming into those cells where they're going to get paid and make money from or cheap labor or the state, you know, paying, you know, XYZ amount per inmate per cell. You know what I mean? So it's business at the end of the day. And us understanding this business, we're not stupid. Us understanding this business, we need to know how to offset things to make stuff work for make things work in our benefit. For our best interest. And that's another thing that we don't have. We don't have, like I said, no mutual plan for our best interest in the next 25 years from now. What's in our best interest? Move forward so we can know where, as people, our kids, direction they be going in. And like the way what's going on in the world now with China and Russia and whatnot like that, you know, we living in a real, real dark time right now. You know what I mean? Wrong decisions, the whole planet can be in uproar, you know?
Yes, sir, I understand what you're saying about the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But it does start locally. It does start locally within towns, cities, and states. It does have a lot to do with the politicians. But it also has to do, it has to start at home also.
That's right. That's start home. You got to, you coming from somewhere, you got to come from somewhere that represents something correct, you know?
I just think these since killing people like that, it's just senseless. It's a waste of life with little elementary school children, with black people. The hate in this country is so strong. It's so deep. I'm not saying all of America is that way because I have not been all over America.
So all of America is not that way. You got people that come from a history and a background where, you know, they feel, you know, what they took is being taken from them. You heard that? You just said that?
Yes.
What they took has been taken, is being taken from them, you know? So not everybody feel like it. A lot of people feel like, hey, man, this is a planet. Y'all on it. Let's say have a good experience while we're on it and enjoy each other's presence while we on it. But then there's other people like, hey, they took stuff, we want it back. I mean, they took stuff or they felt like losing a grip and a handle on stuff. So, you know, at any means necessary, everybody's their opposition. And they looking to pretty much, you know, destroy, you know, anything that's in their way. And like I said, and there's a lot of people that's in this country that's under that umbrella. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to be able to make sure we know who those people are. So, you know, we know how to deal with them when they start pushing forward with that. But at the end of the day, you know, it starts at home. At the end of the day, you know, you want to build a world where everybody can live for and by one another. But that could be what you call a dream. That could be a dream that we all want to happen. You know, it's like there's black people, some of them dream for the black utopia. I mean, that may just be a dream. Like I said, the world is going to break a war right now. Anything could happen. You know what I mean? You know, and you got people from all different religions. And you, trust me when I tell you this. In Ukraine, you got mosques. You got churches, you got synagogues, you probably got all that in Ukraine. And guess what? They probably ain't there now. You hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you.
They ain't there now. So, you know, so we can hide behind religion, we can hide behind a lot of different things, but when it comes down, it comes down. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you're standing there, you're praying every day, you're saying, oh, God, they're going to make this. They can't do this. They can't touch this. And before you know it, a Russian missile hitting your damn church. You know what I mean? And then you're like, damn, well, my God has to stop this. Oh, God planned for them to hit, blow down the church. That's why we built it, for them to knock it down. Same with the mosque. You know what I mean? So this world is real right now. So you ain't going to be able to hide behind things. You have to make sure that you know exactly, you know, who you are and what you really represent and what your purpose really is for. So, you know, it's the real world out here right now. Put it like that, okay?
Okay, I understand. So, you're right about that, because all it takes is a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
And it can destroy, kill a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, people with Angela Burton, no, Angela Butler, I'm sorry, I keep going. Angela Butler, you know how many people who for years been preparing, building underground shelters and preparing for the worst? And stuff that happened. And when you start looking at the news, you're going to say, yo, they ain't really that damn crazy. But something do happen. Where are you going to go? Did you notice that when stuff was happening in Ukraine, people was hiding in the basements and all this other stuff? And this thing even have to do with no nuclear stuff, no nuclear weapons and stuff like that. But you're in a picture where it's nuclear radiation in the air. You have to live underground for years. You understand?
Yes.
That's just the world we're in.
So you're saying that it might be some truth to them building tunnels on the Walmart in places?
Listen, it's some people that, you know, they understand proper preparation prevents poor performance. Instead of, you know, getting caught in the daily, you know, daily, you know, things that take place, they plan it as they go along. You know what I mean? Instead of getting lost in the given shuffle, they plan it as they move forward. So that, you know, that's what's happening. Some people are really planning, you know, and we need to be thinking about planning ourselves. We need to be thinking about getting land and be able to make sure we got access to our own food. You know what I mean? Right now, we still only got our own banks. We don't even got our own hospitals. You know what I mean? We don't got nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like we just always and you know, a couple of steps behind, you know?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. It makes good sense. And preparation does make good sense, but you got to have the land and the money to be able to prepare for that. And this country, a whole lot of people, well, black people in particular, don't have a bunch of money.
Well, you know, and then it's a lot of black people that do got money.
Yes, sir. There is a whole lot of black people with a bunch of money.
And guess what?
But they're not. But not everybody.
Some of them are related to me, you know. And you know, everybody. Look. You got 1 or 2% that are ruling the country. You got 2 or 3% of black people that, you know, invest for the whole of black people, you know, and with their resources, be very, 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 it would be very beneficial. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Yeah, because, you know, and then hey, you got 40 cars, 30 houses, I mean, 100 this and that. I'm like, you die, ain't nobody, you know, some people, kids, they ain't even gonna want what they got left. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Some people die and they got big companies, but the kids don't even want to run this shit. You know what I mean? I don't want this shit. You know what I mean? Because that was their dream. The kids may have a different dream, but when it comes down to the 12 jewels of life, you know, it's important that these kids are lined up with the 12 jewels of life: knowledge, wisdom, understanding, freedom, justice, equality, food, clothing, and shelter, love, peace, and happiness. When they align themselves with these 12 Jews, they should understand what their mission is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do understand. I may have never heard it put like that before, but I do understand what you're saying.
It's very important. Like I said, some of these kids, they don't, what? Oh, man, I'm not running because that's not what I want to do. So you got, you know, you got to entrust your whole life's work into somebody else. And guess what? That somebody else might be the right person that you need to entrust them with, because you want somebody to carry your legacy, that believed in your legacy or believed in your dream, rather than, you know, somebody who don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. Are your children carrying your legacy?
Yeah, my kids never really wanted to do music. They wanted to do like real estate, opening up their own businesses, and being able to support what we're doing, like family businesses that we got. So the family businesses that we got, they all involved with, but they're not music. They ain't really 100% in it, but they support it. You know what I mean?
That's wonderful. So your legacy is not only living through you while you're alive. It's living through your children while they're alive also, the businesses.
That's correct, you know. It's like even if they don't, even your kids ain't an expert at what you do, as long as they're able to hire experts that do what you do and they oversee what's being done, you know what I mean, the whole situation.
Understand that. And you're a very intelligent man.
You
really have taken care of your family.
Yeah, family first. That's right.
All right. Okay.
That's right, Miss Butler. Family first.
All right. Well, it's a minute left in the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for granting me an interview. A very insightful interview, a very intelligent interview. Thank you, Salandi.
Good speaking to Angela Butler. And you keep doing what you're doing, young lady. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm not that young, but thank you.
You're young. You're young in heart.
Yeah, I'm young in heart.
That's right. You're young. You got to think somebody's 100 years old. You're young.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for granting me an interview. I look forward to having you back.
No problem. And God bless you. All right.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too, Miss Butler.
Yes, sir.